It's early on a Sunday afternoon and about 30 men and women, plus a few young children, are seated on the floor in the upstairs hall of Norwich's Sikh temple. The men, wearing turbans, and the women in colourful Indian dress and with headscarves draped over their heads, sit separately as they look towards a raised platform at one end of the hall. On this platform, beneath a canopy and covered by a number of decorated pieces of cloth, sits the Sikh book of scripture, the Guru Granth Sahib, sometimes described as Sikhism's 11th guru. Every few moments, a man wafts a large brush-like fan over the platform, which is decorated with lights, flowers, and several golden khandas, the symbol of Sikhism, which is a monotheistic religion. Meanwhile, just to the left, the man taking the service plays the keyboard-like harmonium with his right hand while moving the instrument's air pump with his left. Sometimes he talks, in Punjabi. At other times he sings, often accompanied by a man beside him beating a rhythm on a handheld drum. The temple, called the Gurdwara Sri Guru Ramdas Prakash, where Gurdwara means gateway to the Guru, hosts a service like this every Sunday. Each lasts well over 2 hours. During special events, as many as 200 people attend the temple. The Sunday service consists of hymns interspersed with stories told in Punjabi of Sikhism's gurus. Gurdwara Sri Guru Ramdas Prakash is thought to be the only Sikh temple in Norfolk, with the next nearest one being in Ipswich. Popinder Singh Landa is the temple's president, and as he says, it's created a sense of togetherness within the community. We never used to know the people who lived in the villages in the Norfolk area. Now they're coming to the temple and we're starting to know how many Sikhs there are in Norfolk. There's lots of Sikhs here, but they're spread out. Popinder describes the services as being the same as those held in the Punjab, the region in the north of the Indian subcontinent where Sikhism originated in the 15th century. Sikhs don't cut their hair, one of the religion's five requisites of faith. Men typically wear a type of turban known as a dastar, which allows them to be recognised easily. It's a form of uniform. It's identity for the Sikh, so a Sikh can be recognised. When you see a Sikh, you will know he's a Sikh. So our gurus gave us identity, said Popinder. However, in Britain, the wearing of a turban can lead to misunderstandings. Some people still think we're Muslims because they see the Muslim leaders on television with turbans on. They think we're the same. We're not, said Popinder, who was born in India but largely brought up in Doncaster before he moved to Norwich about 30 years ago. According to Sikhism, people should be honest and hard-working, generous to those in need. Gurdwaras often provide meals to homeless people and should always keep God in their heart and mind. The religion also states that everyone should be treated equally, which is why worshippers sit on the ground on the same level as one another. Globally, there are as many as 30 million Sikhs, making it the world's fifth largest religion. England has a Sikh population of more than 400,000 and there are more than 200 Gurdwaras. Aside from allowing adult Sikhs to meet one another and attend services, including students from the University of East Anglia who may be living far away from their regular place of worship, the temple also offers a place where children from the community can learn about their religion and culture. We're more westernised now than our parents were, but we still like to keep our religion going because that's what we believe in and it keeps the community together. When we first started doing it, we felt second, third generation kids weren't interested, and that's why we started the temple, to give the children some interest in our religion. Now there are lots of youngsters willing to help out in the community to help with the temple, so the interest is growing. Popinder's 25-year-old son, Onkar, notices the same trend. He says that many younger Sikhs now feel that if they don't take an active part in their religion, it will start to die out. It's our responsibility to keep it going. People are getting more involved than they were maybe 10 years ago, people who were our age then, he said. It's really important because it's now about carrying it on for our ancestors. We feel proud of our religion.